Hello, welcome to Clean Slate, the podcast dedicated to helping you get out of debt. We cover everything from credit card bills to student loans to mortgages and more, all in an effort to inform you about the ins and outs of proper debt management. I'm your host, Wayne Pelletier, and with me is financial expert and credit card vice president, Juan Valladares. Welcome to the show. I heard about one time, someone was telling me about this. I was like, oh, I'm going to be recording this really great thing with credit card. And they were like, oh, is it like a credit hardship program? And I was like, I don't think that's the case. But I was like, well, I have to ask him this question. How does credit card compare to, say, a credit hardship program? Can people with serious issues and hardships benefit from the program as well? Does it get that customized?
Yeah, hardship programs, you know, we've heard this so many times, and we've had consumers give us a call and say, hey, you know, this creditor offers a hardship program. How does your program differ from their program and things like that? There's always so many different types of comparisons, and we get the phone calls all the time. It's just all over the place. But when it comes to hardship programs, and I use the credit cards as an example, you know, most consumers usually have about 5 credit cards. Average debt load in credit cards right now, I think, are approximately $16,000 or something to that respect. That goes up depending on the economy, of course. Right. But at the end of the day, with 5 creditors, you're starting to fall behind, and you pick up one of the creditors, your MasterCard, and you contact your MasterCard company and you say, hey, do you offer any hardship programs? And they say, yes, we offer a hardship program. We'll lower your interest rates. We'll maybe, you know, lower your monthly payments, but it's only for 6 months. Then they contact their Visa and they say, no, I don't offer any hardship programs because of your credit performance, because you're starting to fall behind or whatever it is. Give us our money now. You know, we're not going to do anything. And then, by the way, we're raising your interest rates to 29% to 32% or whatever it is. So as they contact each one of these creditors individually, they may or may not get some benefits. And for the most part, these hardship programs are short term. They're never a long-term solution for the individuals. And in addition to that, it's just a lower interest rate and maybe a lower payment. There's no education behind it. There's no change of lifestyle. There's no restructuring of their finances. Those hardship programs that you get from those individual creditors are not taking the time to sit with the consumer and say, hey, let's gather your information. Let's see where your money is going. Let's see what your goals are. Let's see how we can get you out of debt and start creating some good habits that I know you desire to manage your finances for the rest of your life. So hardship programs, they're just a very, 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 very temporary solution to a much bigger picture, you know, to a much bigger problem, of course, that needs an overall, a big attention, I should say, an overall structure for them. Credit Guard of America is not just an individual. We work with every known creditor in this country, thousands upon thousands in our database, of course. We sit with the consumers, we go over their finances, and we get hardship programs for the term of the program, you know, for the term that they're in the debt management plan. For all the creditors that participate with us give you some type of benefit. And at the end of the day, it's a solution to get them out of debt in 5 years or less, where a hardship program from an individual, let's say, creditor may only be for 6 months, maybe up to a year maximum, but they still have debt. It doesn't go away. It doesn't give them an overall view of what they really should be doing to managing their debt.
It seems like you would then, you're just managing five hardship programs, and that seems even more complex than having 5 credit accounts.
Exactly.
They're all dated differently. They're all dated differently, and they're all relief to a different degree. And it seems to me like that's just more complexity.
Yeah, just much more complexity. Again, I always go back to, you know, when it comes to their finances, this is an overall thing. It's not just taking care of one tiny little thing or one tiny debt load. It's an overall finance structure and budget that we should be looking at. And that's what the hardship programs, I think that they're good. You know, they offer some type of relief. But at the end of the day, long term, most people typically go right back into falling in debt again. That's when they start to contact us. And we are able to overall help them out much, much better, much, much more effective than just an individual hardship.
thank you for listening to Clean Slate from Credit Guard of America. To contact us for more information, call toll-free 1-800-851-0720 or visit us online at www.creditguard.org.